First of all, I've received a very warm welcome. Talk about relationships. We've just traveled over 3,500 miles up the coast to Maine and back and reconnected with family and friends and believers and people who have encouraged us and been the rock behind what we are able to do in South Africa. So we are very blessed, and we are very blessed to come back to Servants of Christ and to be with you in this fellowship tonight. So thank you for being here, and thank you for giving us the opportunity just to share for a moment. Just on the note of relationship, the gospel also struck me in terms of relationship. Our relationships only go as deep as we come into that kind of union that Jesus was praying for in John 17. And this incredible relationship of talking about the body, eating the body, drinking his blood, and how intimate that is. Our relationships grow not just through song, but through getting to know the intimacy of that prayer and that idea that we can come that close to God and to his Spirit. So that is the Spirit that has led us out into South Africa and which sustains us. Our whole life, Barbara's and mine, has really been about relationships. I look back at my young life experience where I first learned that in order to win people for Christ, we had to get to know them. We had to get to know young people, teenagers, in their environment. So we would hang out at the football field or at the high school and begin to build relationships. So I would just, before I say anything more, just want to underscore what Alex shared. Martin Buber also says something very clearly about a God that doesn't include the I, thou, is not the God that we serve. We are because of other people in our lives. We are a service and a ministry that's called Ubuntu Partners. Ubuntu is a Zulu word that means and talks all about relationships. The African community, the Zulu community, really thrived and for a long time thrived on the fact that there was community, that there, when someone was in need, they were always taken care of. If somebody died, if there was an orphan, it was taken in by the collective community. And that's what we have been trying to do in the last 7 years of being in ministry out in South Africa. Just a quick update on what's going on. We have moved through a lot of different phases. Some of you remember talking about Ekupileni, Door of Hope, groups that we helped start an orphanage in the town of Winterton and brought resources to buy a property for that. That continues to grow and is going on, though it's not under our leadership. We were led then to move out into the Loskop area, which is the beginning of a township area in our area. And it's there that we have a group home that we call the Cottages, the Injasuti Cottages, where we now have 27 children who we have been caring for. These children come from broken homes, broken because of AIDS. They've lost their parents. They've lost the ability to really keep children in the community. So we've been able to provide a facility for them in conjunction with our partner, Agathos Foundation, which is an organization that started out of Seattle, Washington. And there we have been raising 27 children with an ongoing income of young people. The kids range from ages 1 to 17, and we have just found and seen God just really blessing in their lives as we are able to share with them the love of Christ and begin Bible studies and teaching them what it is to be family, what it is to be in touch with the God of the universe who cares about them. We have not only been involved with the cottages, but a lot of the work that I've been doing over these 7 years has been building relationships. Relationships, yes, in the Black community where there is so much need. The population of our area the AIDS population, and the AIDS rate is up to 35%. And so we have a huge need in reaching out to that community to take care of those needs. We are also relating to a white community who's used to be in power back in 1994 and for all the time before that. The whole idea of our ministry and in our mission statement, where we say that we are wanting to follow in the way of Jesus by his teaching and by his life, that we will be a ministry that is about resource sharing and reconciliation. And just a moment about reconciliation. What needs to happen and what we are exampling out there is reconciliation between these two groups of people that for so long have been so separated. The white minority has kept the black majority down for all the years that they've been in power. And now there's a change. And the change is at the level of government is real, but the reconciliation needs to go on. And what we are doing in the black community, we are also needing to build, and we are building, the relationships in the white community to help the church community begin to reach out and see what they can do to reach and to come together with that other community. God has blessed us in so many ways. We have so many opportunities to serve. It keeps reaching out to other communities, extended communities out in away from even the cottages. And God is giving us all the kinds of openings to example the love of Christ, to be the hands, to be the feet, to be the extension of you here, those of you that support us with your prayers. We are so encouraged to know that we are prayed for, that we are related back here to you, and that there is so much that we are able to do because we have your support and others like you. We have just begun to, in addition to taking care of the 27 or so children that we are working with at the cottages, I think we have just come to a way of beginning to develop our own property. And I don't know that you know that we've been on a property that's 152 acres, and the government has wanted to do a lot of land reform. And so white farmers are beginning to question, how do we do this? What are we going to do? Well, we have begun, and I'm working with a young black South African, Mika Mabaso, and I are putting together a proposal to take a third of our land, a third of our land down below, to begin to do an economic adventure, if you will, a venture into aquaponic farming, which is basically raising tilapia fish in tanks, moving that water, which is filled with nitrates, into tunnel gardens where we will be growing organic vegetables. So, and this, in fact, will begin to do the economic idea, objective that we've had from the very beginning, to take care of the keeping the people in that community rather than people going off to the cities for work. That's one of the causes of AIDS, is that husbands, boyfriends go off to the cities, Johannesburg, Durban, get infected, come back, infect, and a whole community is getting destroyed. How do we keep them there? Well, they need work and they need employment. So we have a great opportunity with the government wanting to support this, and we are very excited about the year ahead as we put together this proposal to have employment for our local community, local young people. Most of you know that I've been raising milk goats on the side, and Sanin milk goats, and that milk has been going to a black family, and it's been a real connection to a whole nother community, and it's an education that says goat's milk is okay to drink. And when I bring the milk there every other day or so, it's such a rich experience for me to have kids running up and so delighted to see me. So the relationships that we're talking about don't just feed that way. In those relationships, I am fed. I am given life. I am given that cycle of life that I think God intended. And it is only through relationships that we are able to continue what we're doing. And so we thank God for the relationship that we have with you all. We pray that we'll continue to grow, that the Spirit that unites us will enable us to do more things because we are united together in the love of Christ. Thank you for your support. Thank you. I will be in after here for answers to questions, maybe a few pictures and things that you might would like to see. I have so much more to say, but mainly I want to just underline what Alex has been sharing. God intended us to be in relationship with one another, into community, wherever God has put you, in your school community, in your home community, in whatever community God put you, not just in this fellowship here, but wherever you are, God wants you to be in relationship. And through that, people will see Jesus Christ. Thank you.